Hi, I'm Don.
And I'm Griffin. Welcome to Off the Cuff.
Today's episode, we are sitting down with Christopher Seussel to talk about his book.
Hello, Chris. Can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, I'm 17, about to graduate high school, and I've been working on this book stuff and publication for about since January, February time this year. And that didn't exactly go as the direction I was thinking, but you know, deal with the cards you're dealt with.
Yeah. Well, what inspired you to write your book?
I used to just run around and I used to have like Legos that I'd just mess around with and make little stories. And my dad gave me the idea that I should write it down. And eventually I ended up starting to write down these stories that I keep on coming up with in my head, which has led to this whole thing I've created now.
So what exactly is the book about?
It's about this kid who is named Chuck Sterwell, and he ends up going through a whole thing where he figures out he has powers, and the Broods, which is the military organization that pretty much runs the country that the book takes place in, pretty much takes him in, and either depending on how you interpret it, either controls him or tries to help him better himself.
You talked about playing with Legos and how that helped you with your writing process. Was there anything else that was like key in the process of writing your book?
Just my imagination and a lot of the things from my books, besides from like the whole powers and superhero stuff, are things that come from my life directly. People in the books, except for a few characters, are based off of people I know from real life and people I grew up with. And Chuck Sterwell is, you can kind of tell, is based off of me. That's been a very big inspiration because it's more just like writing a journal than it is writing a complete story.
Yeah. Did you face any challenges while writing, and how exactly did you overcome them?
Motivation. It's tough to sit there and write for long periods of time, but I've been working on and off for this the third book for 3-ish years now, but I had rewrites I needed to do for the first two. So motivation definitely contributes a huge factor in my issues with writing, and it's hard to keep track on that.
Yeah. How did you balance writing with schoolwork and extracurricular activities?
Sometimes I don't. Sometimes I'll prioritize schoolwork. Sometimes I prioritize writing. There was a really big section last year where I just didn't do any of my schoolwork and just wrote, which I eventually was able to bounce back from, but probably wasn't the smartest idea on the school as in.
Did you seek any like feedback from teachers, like friends or family while writing?
Back at my old school, I got one of the substitute teachers to look at it and give me advice on where I was going. She gave me really good feedback on that. Of course, the entire idea of the book changed since then, but that was pretty much the only time that I've had someone actually fully read through it and give me advice.
On the publishing side, are you considering like self-publication or traditional publication through like an actual publisher?
I think doing an actual publisher for at least the first few books I publish would be kind of beneficial to help me kind of see how to do that anymore, because I'm more of a see it learner instead of a read about it and do it learner. So seeing the whole publication process, I think, would help me at least learn a bit more in the long run. So at least for the first few, definitely try to get it through a publisher, and I might try to start self-publishing at a very later date.
Yeah. How has writing your book changed your perspective on storytelling for yourself?
Like I said, a lot of it is from things that happened in my life, and it kind of helps me see things that happened to me in a different view, because some things that happened, I just got mad at, and then I saw what happened there, but then I saw what happened after that was that that bad thing led to something really, really good. And I think that just like not just the idea of storytelling in a fictional setting, but in my life setting has definitely changed with writing.
What future plans do you have for writing, and do you have more books in mind? You mentioned that you have three.
I'm currently writing the third one, yeah. And I definitely do have a lot more in mind for Rosa, because the first book starts when I'm in sixth grade and senior now, so it changes the pace of it. But I definitely do have a lot more in mind for this franchise that I want to build.
Is there an overarching name for the franchise, or is it just...
The book that I'm writing is called Caron, but the franchise that it's a part of is called Roseville.
Okay. Was there any, like, was like what, like, what's the inspiration behind that? Was there...
I kind of just put words together. I just made a bunch of different sounds and was like, oh, that sounds nice.
Yeah, that makes sense. Last question. What advice would you give to other young writers who are looking to get works published?
Just... do it. It doesn't hurt you. And putting in the motivation and the effort to do something that you actually really care about, you're really passionate about, it doesn't hurt. And if anything, it could only benefit you. So why not?
Awesome. Well, thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
Of course.
Thank you for listening to Off the Cuff.
We've been your hosts, Griffin and Dallin. Next episode, we are talking with teachers and students on the importance of voting. Deuces.